I learned that it's, I'm someone who I like to work alone often, like I'm very independent. But I've learned that like working with someone and having like a partnership, it does really help as far as like accountability goes, you know? Hello, everybody, and welcome to our final episode of Kaleidoscopic. My name is Lance.
My name is Nico, and it's not the last episode. It's just the last episode of this season.
This season, clarify for you. And yeah, we've been gone for a minute, so we're just kind of filming back-to-back today. And with this final episode, we really wanted to have a conversation just about our experience doing this podcast and, you know, what it's been like for the first time to work together in this type of way. How are you, Nico? I mean, we just finished the conversation, but how are you after that?
I'm feeling pretty good. I got a nice little coffee in my hand. I got this nice little canister, and it keeps my coffee warm for like 5 hours. And it has a straw on it, so it's like really easy.
Very nice.
To drink. How are you doing, Lance?
I'm good. So I just found out my flight actually is 40 minutes later than what I thought. So I'm going to be here for a minute. So I'm glad I have this podcast to kind of like, you know, take up some time and get me talking.
A little margin in your life. Speaking of margin, how long do you want... Are we planning on taking a break before we start the season again?
I think that we definitely should. I think especially because lately we've been having all these scheduling conflicts that, at least for me, I don't know if you feel this way too, but because today we should have actually been posting our final episode because we're 2 weeks off. But it's like with us having had issue after issue the past couple weeks, it's kind of gotten to the point where it's like, okay, I want to get this done. Like, it's become, it feels low-key like a homework assignment.
Yeah.
Like, as of lately, it's been like, okay, this is, like, overdue. And, yeah, I think it would be good to take a break and kind of come back fresh.
Do you know what you're thinking?
What do you think? You the podcast.
Honestly, I don't know. But I tell you, when you go on an extended break, you start itching to get back.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, that's what I wanted. That's what I want to feel.
Yeah.
Especially for you, so it doesn't feel like a homework assignment. It just feels
right.
Like, yeah. That's what I want to do.
But especially with school, too. Like, I'm back in my semester, and then it's like in addition to school, I'm also getting certified in healthcare management. I think I told you this, right?
No.
I didn't. So yeah, I'm doing like an online course with eCornell, and it's basically like three different courses that are broken down. It's one course broken down into four different mini courses, and it's basically about like how to lead in a healthcare organization. So yeah, that also was taking up my time with work. And then we have this, and I love this, but I think a break is really going to be good for both of us.
Well, all I can say is congratulations to you and to me for our consistency.
Yes.
I think we're at like 8 episodes. This would be 8 or 9 or 10.
Somewhere around there. Total, I think we will have 10 because of the two bonus ones.
Really?
So we did 10 of these things, Nico.
You're kidding.
We did 10.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. That is 10.
That's crazy.
And we had like two things that we recorded that we didn't put out anywhere.
Right. And you never got the audio from that conversation we did.
Nope.
At all.
Huh? It was your side of the audio that just never came.
Yeah, let the people know.
It wasn't your fault. It was not your fault. It was a
technology. Or is it technology's fault?
Yeah. I had a professor. She always used to, I hate technology. It will fail you. She said, technology will fail you every time. So you got to be prepared to go without it.
She's not lying. I feel like that's going to happen at some time in the future. Like the internet and shit is going to shut down.
Bro, I knew somebody who texted me. She said, right around the time when Biden was getting inaugurated. Uh-huh. That's the word. I was looking for that word the last episode. He's getting inaugurated. And she said, hey, get some money out of the bank.
I'm weak.
Charge your phone because the internet is going to be down in 3 days. And I just had so much compassion in my heart because she believed it. And she believed it enough to tell me about it, Lance. Like, that's compassion. That's hilarious. You know what I'm saying? But I wanted to come back and I wanted to come back to her and say, because, you know, obviously the internet didn't go out. I wanted to come back to her and say, hey, like, do you trust that source now? Like, mm-hmm. I wanted to say it with compassion and grace and love, but I believed that it wasn't the time for me to do that because
yeah,
I believed it might come across as gloating. So I said, let me just, I'm going to pray for her. I'm going to ask that the Lord will reveal that to her.
Yeah.
And I didn't do anything.
I want to just let folks know, this is also a pretty open-ended discussion we're having right now. It's not very guided, but I do have a question that just came to mind just about our experience with this podcast. Mm-hmm. And I'm wondering, like, working with me, what can you say you've learned in doing this together?
So,
I'm a little nervous.
No, don't be nervous. One thing I've learned is,
I want to know what you've learned and then also what you've learned about me.
Okay. Well, I've learned in a general sense, this is actually a question I've learned about myself or an idea that I learned about myself.
That too, what you learned about yourself.
In working with you, it showed me how much I crave structure. Like, I want to know, what are we talking about? I don't want to leave no ambiguity. I don't want to leave none of that. I really want to know what it is. And I've learned about you that, like, and I think I knew this about you, just kind of confirmed it. It was just like, hey, you are very much a go with the flow kind of person. Like, this is what my day is going to look like today. And if it doesn't, I'm okay with that.
100% accurate.
I am very much the type of person that, like, if I say I want to do something, I want to do it, and I want to do it in that way. But I also strive to be the kind of person that tries to be, like, on your side. Like, if it doesn't happen, it'll be okay. And so I pushed myself to do that, specifically in the area of this podcast.
With the who?
In the area of this podcast.
And how have you pushed yourself?
So, like, on Friday, mm-hmm. we got together and we recorded just a check-in episode. Mm-hmm. We didn't post it anywhere. And he was like, I don't like this episode. But I, like, everything in me was like, I want to post it because we ain't posted nothing in 2 weeks. I want to put something out there, you know? Right. And then I pushed myself and I said, hey, I'm going to be a lot freer on Monday. So how about we just do something on Monday?
Yeah.
And that is what we did.
Yeah. And my thing was too, I knew you weren't going to like it because I know how you are. Like, I know, especially from the way you were texting to, like, you wanted to post it. It was just, I felt my audio was so bad, which we've already acknowledged has been an issue in this podcast, especially relative to you, because I'm using a cheap laptop, y'all. But yeah, I was, like, outside on a patio in Atlanta, and there was a lot of noise from the wind and a lot of echo. And I just didn't like the way I sounded. And I felt like, from my perspective, it was like, you know what? We've already gone 2 weeks without posting. Like, it's Friday. Recording and posting on Monday is not going to make that big of a difference or hurt us. But I totally get the whole, okay, well, we haven't posted. Let's just post something. But I'd rather put out quality than just put out something for the sake of putting it out because it's been a minute, you know?
And that is where... That's where I learned. I'm, like I said, I'm trying to go with the flow a little bit. And besides that, it ain't like we got sponsors. It ain't like people, you know, we got contracts. If we miss an episode, we gonna lose money. or we're going to break our word. So the stakes weren't very high. So that's yeah. that's something. So, was let me see if I learned anything else about you. Let me see. I'm trying to think. Did I learn anything else about Lance? I learned. Nothing else is coming to mind. But if something else during this podcast episode comes up, I'm gonna say it. Was there anything you learned?
About you or in general?
In general.
Let's see. I learned that I'm someone who I like to work alone often. Like, I'm very independent. I'm not a big fan of group work and projects and stuff like that. But I've learned that, like, working with someone and having, like, a partnership, it does really help as far as, like, accountability goes, you know? Mm. Like, it's been good to, like, if we miss an episode or we miss a week, it's like, if you're just doing it by yourself, it's easy to let it slide. But when you have another person there and it's like they have their certain expectations about how they want it to go, it's like you're also not just held accountable to this, but you're being held accountable to that person too. Mm. And I've learned that, like, accountability is, and this is something I knew, but I guess you could say this experience of doing this podcast with you has kind of built upon my understanding of why accountability is so important, why consistency is so important, and why you should always just try to be excellent in everything that you do. Mm. And I think that's something you exemplify. And I think too, you oftentimes have some of the best intentions, but you may do or see, like, you may do or say things that aren't as well received as you wanted them to be, or as you thought they would have been. Because we've definitely had our moments, both in recording and just in our personal conversations.
Yeah.
Where it was like, okay, I hear what you're saying, but I also feel like you're kind of being invasive right now, too.
Well, I will accept and appreciate the compliment that I heard in there. I appreciate it.
There was a lot of compliment in there.
I appreciate that, man. It means a lot to me.
Yes.
Oh, I did think of, I remembered something else I learned about you. Something that I value in you is that you are trustworthy. Okay, I can't stress this enough. One thing that really surprised me when we started doing this podcast was you was like, can I post it? Like, because the way that we do it now is like, I'll edit it. I'm adding, you know, I just add some music to it. Really, that's all I do. I bring something that we talked about from the podcast to the beginning, you know, just a little snippet, I'll add some music. And then you're like, well, hey, can I post it? And I was like, what? Like... And that's because I keep my expectations, like, low for people. Like, mm-hmm. I don't expect people to follow through. I just don't. Cause then not only did you ask me, could I post it? But then I asked you, hey, well, how can you, like, title it and give it a name and give it a description? And you did that, and you did it very well. And I worked with too many people who don't have any follow through. I'm upset, Lance. But you have follow through. You trust me.
I got, now that we're getting into this conversation, I got some more questions that are kind of floating.
Let's do it.
Ready? I'm finna ask the real questions. Now,
ooh, okay.
We touched on the what did you learn, and that could have went anyway.
Yeah.
And we both went in a more positive direction.
Yeah.
But I want to ask, what is it that you don't like about working with me? Or what would you change?
Ooh.
Give it to me.
This is starting to feel like a reunion episode of Real Housewives or something.
What? I did not get that vibe at all. And no, unless you have something really bad to say.
No. Ask the question again. Hold on.
So what, as far as working with me, what would you like to change or what don't you dislike? You highlighted the positives, but we always know, like, in a partnership, there's the good and the bad. So I want to know, where could I do better from your perspective? This is an honest conversation.
I think you could maybe do a better job of considering my point of view.
Okay.
In my opinion. And here's one way that this can look.
Uh-huh.
If you can tell me back what I believe and why, I think that I will really value feeling heard.
Okay.
I think there are certain points where I felt like you kind of missed what I was saying, and you heard maybe one or two things that I said in the beginning, and then you missed kind of the bulk of what I was trying to say.
Yeah.
And you kind of got hung up on like one or two of the things I said in the beginning.
Yeah. That definitely happens. I can acknowledge. I can't think of like a specific example of these because, you know, your perspective is going to be different. But like, I know for sure that happens in conversation. So I don't doubt that at all. And I work on being more active with my listening and more receptive. But it's interesting because on the flip side of that, I also feel that way at times. But I feel like, I mean, it kind of comes down to the purpose of this podcast, which is really like our differing perspectives. And I do feel like, you know, when we have certain conversations, it's like we can only, you know, go a certain point with them. Because it's like at a certain point, I feel like you can't even be receptive to what I might be saying because it's not a part of your framework of beliefs, if that makes sense. That's something I've expressed before.
Yeah.
I feel like on here and just in our conversations.
Man, you want to know something?
What's up?
Okay, I'm going to tell you. You have changed a lot of the way I think, especially when it comes to a religious idea.
Because feeling like that.
I'm gonna tell you why. Okay, it doesn't change the outcome, but it changes my process, right?
Okay.
So whenever I come across a theological idea or something, one of the first things that come to my mind is, how would Lance respond to this? And then I think through it and I say, I imagine Lance might say this to this. So he might ask this question, so then I'm gonna get prepared on this.
Wow. So I'm just sharpening that mind.
You really are. And like one of my friends noticed it, and he's also in seminary with me, and him and his wife came over to visit, and she said that his name is Daniel. She said, you and Daniel are like, y'all are opposites of the same coin, because what Daniel is gonna do when he looks at a theological idea is he's going to do all he can to support it, like from the positive. But Nico, you're breaking it down from the opposite. Like, how does this not work? This has holes in it. Where did these holes come from? And I'm looking at it from the perspective of someone who's not Christian. And that comes because of you.
That's amazing. That's a huge compliment.
Yeah. I'm working really hard to do that. And that has invaded the rest of my life. A lot of that has a lot to do with you.
Yeah, well, I appreciate that. And I've already told you how, as much as I'm not a Christian, or really just, you know, I don't advocate for, you know, structural religion. But I've always respected just how like consistent you really were. And I've told you that before, because that was a thing for me when I was Christian, like, seeing certain people who, you know, were of the faith or claimed to be of the faith, but then I live by it. Mm-hmm. But I can genuinely say, like, from what I do know from you, is that you really do make an effort to, like, live by what you say you live by consistently. Of course, I don't know, like, everything, but
yeah.
But from what I know, like, you are one of few people that I can, like, definitively say, like, okay, Nico says he's going to do something, like, I know he's really going to do something. And if it doesn't come through, I know that's not like a characteristic flaw of you being inconsistent or lazy. Like, something definitely happened. And it's like, yeah, it's great to have somebody like that on your side. Like, I know I can come to you and you're reliable and you're going to be there. That's like a really good feeling to have a person like that in your life. I need more of that. Kaleidoscopic. We did not plan this discussion. This is completely. No. I'm literally sitting in a hotel at the desk.
I have a question for you. I have a question for you. What's up? What do you hope for this podcast?
Oh my God, that's a good question, because I've thought about that, like, my intention for this. I don't know. I guess I would hope that whoever listens to it, they get something out of it. Like, they get some value from listening to us speak and from hearing our different perspectives. And I just hope that people are able to listen to this and learn something from it and hopefully be able to apply it to their lives to better themselves. Mm-hmm. And whatever that, in whatever way that may be, I don't really know, like, how impactful my words may be to somebody listening, but I hope, and my intention is that it is impacting people positively. So yeah, that's all that I could want from this.
My guy, John, I told you about that over the past weekend, who listened to the podcast. He spoke very highly of you. He said, you can tell he's so smart. He's just so intelligent. You can tell.
Wow, thank you.
Oh man, so I know that you are impacting people.
Well, thanks. Anybody out there that feels that, I appreciate it. I just be talking.
I genuinely believe that you're gonna change the world. You're gonna change somebody's situation. At the greatest, it's gonna be the world. But I genuinely believe that. That's why I'm always talking to you about getting yourself a mentee.
I would love to change the world. That gives me anxiety, though, if I'm being honest. That's like a big thing.
Why?
Because that's a big thing. It's an amazing thing. Because you're not the first person to have told me that. I don't mean that in like a pretentious way.
Yeah.
But like I've heard similar things. Y'all be making me anxious. Like, hey. I appreciate it. But I'm going to be honest. Like, when people... They're like, oh, you're so brilliant, you're so smart, and they gas you up so much. I'd be like, oh my God.
I'm gonna tell you, if you, this is why I'm so not hard on you, but like I always say, like, get yourself a mentee. Because if there are people out there who think like you, and you train them to think like you, and then you train them to think better than you, then they will change the world. And if they do that process again and again, they will change the world.
Very true.
You know, it can start with you. That's obviously very, very true. But the, like, that's why I say, get as successful as you can, make as much money as you can so that you can change the game, and create opportunity. You're gonna create opportunity for other people.
That's the plan. I would love to. Like I've told you, the state of the world, it just deeply, it hurts me.
Really hurts me. It's mind-boggling to me, Lance, because for me, the solution is so clear. Everybody needs Jesus. Like, that will solve the problem. Oh, I know that that's probably like fingernails scratching on a chalkboard. But I really genuinely believe that if everybody had an experience with Jesus that changed their life,
yeah,
a lot of the problems in this world that we see would go away.
You know, since we are having this honest conversation, and you just mentioned the whole chalkboard thing, I'm not going to lie to you. I love you. But that's kind of how it feels for me right now, because I feel like when you make a comment like that, this is what I mean. It's so well-intended, because that's what you believe. And Jesus, like, conceptually is a good thing, a positive thing. When you say something like if only people had Jesus, I feel like you're really dismissing these people's very lived experiences, because you are someone who you believe in Jesus, you're very strong in your faith, but you know, you also have financial security, and you also have a home, and you have, you know, a job, you have a good life for yourself, a stable, comfortable life for yourself, and like, you don't know what these people have been through or what they believed. So it's like, you might have someone on the street who's praying to Jesus every single night, but, you know, they're still in that bad situation. So I feel like when you make comments like, well, if only they had Jesus, you're kind of dismissing all of what they're going through and kind of not acknowledging your own privilege in you even being able to say that. Like, because it's like a confirmation bias type thing for you. You have Jesus in your life and your life is going, you know, well, or at least comfortable on that life type of standard. Man.
You know what? I really like that because no one's ever told me that. Nobody's, you know, nobody's going to, no, yeah. And that's good for me to hear because that's not what I mean at all.
I know.
And I appreciate that. Let me tell you what I mean by this. Let me tell you what I mean. Cause I don't want to, I don't, cause like here's what it comes down to. You're right. I do have a good job and I do have some level of comfort and security, but that's not what it is. I have Candace.
You have Candace.
Candace is a blessing that's to me. But I don't think that's what it means to follow Jesus. Like comfort and security. That's not what it is at all. You know, like, obviously I have that blessing, but I want to be in the kind of relationship with Jesus where if I had hard times, I could still be satisfied. One of the verses that like I've committed to memory and really try to live into is like Psalm 16 and 11. You make known to me the path of life, and your presence is fullness of joy. At your right hand are pleasures forevermore. And so the idea behind this verse is like, in your presence is fullness of joy. Like I as long as I'm in the presence of Jesus, no matter what the circumstance is, I can have satisfaction because the point of my life is not to be comfortable. The point of my life is not to have money or wealth or success.
But then can I challenge that for a second?
Yeah. Yeah.
Because we're having this conversation on the premise of the world being broken and people not having access to like things that they need, like a home and just being able to live comfortably. So in our conversation, we are talking about material things and life satisfaction. And your response is the answer is so simple. If only these people had Jesus.
If the world.
Okay. I get what you're saying. I understand it and the intention behind it. I'm very interested in breaking that down because it just doesn't sit right with me. Like, had Jesus in your life.
What's crazy is Candace and I, so on Monday, we actually studied the Bible together and we were reading about what happened, like the book of Acts, what happened in the book of Acts after Jesus has gone back into heaven. That's where the church is born. The church of Jesus Christ is born. And what it says in like chapter 4, verse 32, I'm going to just read it because it was just powerful to me. It says, "Now the full number of those who believed were of one heart and soul, and no one said that any of the things that belonged to him was his own, but they had everything in common." And like, that really like settled into my soul this morning. Mm-hmm. Like the people who have been affected by Jesus, they didn't consider anything that they're theirs. If you had a need, it was yours. Like my dad used to say this, that his grandma used to say, if I got a biscuit and you hungry, that means you got half a biscuit. You know what I'm saying? Like when we experience great generosity, we become greatly generous.
That is so country.
It is country, but like I want that to be said of God's people. Like, let us be generous. Like, that's what I mean when I say, like, having Jesus will help change the world, will help fix the world. Because there is a brokenness that we all see, you know? And I think that it has been God's mission from the beginning to restore shalom. His mission from the beginning is like, man, there was a goodness in creation. There was something good. And according to, like, the biblical narrative, man broke it when they chose others over God. And God is saying, like, I'm gonna bring it back.
This is why I'm not religious, folks.
Why is that? Why you're not religious?
I don't know. Because you know what the people need? The people need housing.
Yes.
People need access to healthcare.
Absolutely.
Need access to affordable education.
Yes.
The people need resources. They need education is what is needed. The people need something tangible,
that's
measurable and effective. Yes. People can believe in Jesus, but belief in Jesus in itself is not, it is not about to solve certain crises, however you say it, that we have in this world. Like, something about that rhetoric, it irks my soul. Like, I respect it from the bottom of my heart, but it...
What I'm really trying to say is, having Jesus changes your heart so that you are concerned about people having education and housing and
Nico,
access to healthcare.
Because I don't believe in Jesus. I don't have Jesus in my heart. Mm-hmm. But I'm concerned about all of those things.
Yeah. You are, because that's what you're in proximity to, or I'm assuming. Are you, like, do you see that? You see in real life people who don't. You see that?
But then that goes against your point of needing Jesus. Like, your whole premise is like, we like Jesus is, and I'm not, because I want to respect people's beliefs. Uh-huh. But your whole point is like, oh, this world is such a messed up place. If only people had Jesus. Well, and you're saying like, well, people, it's Jesus that's going to make people care about these issues, and it's Jesus that's going to enact change. I'm someone in my own life that cares about these issues and wants to be an agent for change, and I'm not a believer in Christ or in mm-hmm. Jesus. Mm-hmm. Nor am I. Nobody in my immediate circle of friends is Christian or heavily religious. They're all kind of like spiritual or religious adjacent, but like I'm not even in proximity to religious people.
Yeah, so I'm saying
that rubs me the wrong way.
Okay. I'm trying to get at the fact that, like, man, when you see brokenness, you see it real life, like, it's your neighbor, you care about it. But if I, like you, like we talked about, like, if you're comfortable, if you live in Kush, and you don't see that there are people out there that don't have access to education, and they're not living a life that is good for humanity, like, why would I care? If I'm not connected to any of that, why would I care? Like,
I don't think Jesus is like Jesus. I don't want to be like, okay, this is what I'm saying, but I mean no disrespect by this. Okay. I feel like Jesus is irrelevant. Like, either you mm-hmm. care about certain social issues or you don't. Mm-hmm. Doesn't your faith in, like, you have people who believe in Jesus and they support abortion. You have people who believe in Jesus and they strongly are anti-abortion. Mm-hmm. Jesus mm-hmm. is, that's just a belief. Like, we need tangible things. I feel like preaching, well, we need Jesus to change the world, is just not, I don't know what it is about it. Like, I want to respect it, but something just—it feels like you're selling a pipe dream. Like, no, we need real resources. Like,
yes.
And I don't have all the answers. I have a lot of ideals, but we can sit down and talk about solutions. But I don't think having, you know, going around telling homeless people to believe in Jesus is not.
That's not what I'm advocating for.
And I know, but okay, I know. I just, for whatever reason, that rhetoric of like, oh, the world would just be better if people had Jesus, you know, as someone who is not a follower of Christ.
Yeah. I'm hearing what you're saying, and I'm hearing how it's coming across. So that's what I'm going to be working on for next season. I'm going to be working on that for next season. I'm working on a lot of things. But
I'm interested.
Yeah.
Where are we now?
We're at the end of a tangent, a rabbit hole.
It's definitely a rabbit hole.
What do you feel like was your most fun? What was our most fun episode?
Probably Black History Month, because it literally just, I don't know if you would count that as an episode, but that was the whole intention of that.
Yeah.
Was to be not controversial and light.
Yeah, that one was pretty fun. What do you think was probably the most controversial or the hardest episode?
Hardest, as in between the two of us?
However you choosing to define it.
However I choose to answer this. Let's see. Maybe Capitol Hill, because so the episode about Kamala and Biden, I feel like we didn't really disagree necessarily on that. The episode on failure, we definitely had disagreeing opinions. Mm-hmm. But I feel like the Capitol, for me, that was an even more personal issue because of the topic. Like, I already told you about smoking weed and how I feel about weed. Like, I'm gonna do me, you know, nothing's gonna change that. But like, something about, I don't know what it is. It's the history stuff. I'm very much attached to history. So, so our conversation about the Capitol Hill, that one was difficult for me. Or not difficult, but I think it aroused the most out of me.
Ah.
If that makes any sense.
Yeah, yeah. I'm with you. Well, I have a problem. My problem is that I enjoy disagreeing.
Well, you do. Y'all, he be texting me like, I want to be controversial this week.
I do. I do. And I've been asking the Lord to get rid of that because that does not make for a good pastor.
So, ooh. You know what I think too?
What?
It makes for a non-honest pastor or just person. Because it's like you're striving to be something, and so the conversation is not natural. And I feel like sometimes you might, I'm not saying you do this, but just saying hypothetically, you might sacrifice being like true and authentic to what you believe for the sake of being controversial and wanting to disagree with this person, you know.
I don't know if I do that particularly.
I'm like, just thinking like.
Yeah, you could. I could get there. But I do. It definitely gets my blood flowing when I think about controversial topics and issues. Like, ooh, I can't wait to say something about this. I do that. But I did, because whole point of the podcast, another reason for the podcast is I wanted to be able to speak to it. There's so, like, to whatever issues. There are so many things that people are saying about it. But like, if you are a follower of Christ, let us first look to what the Bible is saying about it. Like, what is the Christian ethic? I wanted to create space for that because I hadn't been seeing it, at least not in a way that like I enjoyed, because there are people, and you probably feel this about me, like there are people that are crusty, like they're not showing love when they talk about certain issues.
Did you say crusty?
Crusty, like crusty. They're separated, and this is why it's so important to me. Like, my vision for like wanting to plant a church is so important for me to be in a area where there might be a lack of economic stability. Like, that's important to me. So that number one, because like we've been talking about, people need these resources. I want to start to create the solution. I want to be a part of the solution. But also number two, so you don't forget. Like, when you are living comfortable lifestyles, it's real easy for you to forget and to live in a Christian bubble. That goes back to episode one. It's so easy for you to live in a Christian bubble. My life is good. Everybody around me is a Christian. Everything's going good. No, the world has problems. Let's be a part of the solution.
May I say something?
Go ahead.
I would just like to point out how this episode is going really good. It's been a good discussion, and we took the unstructured, just authentic, get on here and talk approach, and it has not been too bad. I just want to point that out.
Because it works. I mean, it will work. It's definitely not my preference, but it will work.
It will work. But it didn't work that time. that time it was your episode. I don't know what was going on. But I think it's because we had no topic whatsoever. I had an idea of how I wanted the discussion to go.
We had, well, I think where structure fits well. Somebody gave an analogy of like, I think it's when you make grapes, like when you grow grapes. Grapes require a lattice for their vines to grow up and around. It creates structure for authentic growth, or organic growth. Like, it's good to have structure, and it's also good to be like going off the cuff. You need
See, both. My structure is a different type of structure though, because I feel like in your approach for structure for you is like, okay, here's a topic, here are the three questions I'm going to ask you, and this is kind of going to be the flow of the discussion. Whereas for me, I'm like, okay, here's the topic. Let's hit record and discuss it. And like, what we authentically feel like that's, but for me, like my concept of structure is like, we have at least an overarching ideal their structure is like a lot more to the detail. And I think they definitely both have their strengths and weaknesses. Yes.
My desire is to get rid of opportunity for failure. So like one time I felt like we failed, or at least I failed, was when we recorded the episode about failure. Like, if you recall, like, we didn't talk about the direction of where we were. Well, you did. You texted me, and I didn't receive your communication. Mm-hmm. And so, like, because, and I think also we didn't have a conversation about where we were wanting to go. We were just sending some texts back and forth. So there was the text message. So there was that structure. And then we both walked away from that conversation, like, not feeling really good. I didn't feel good. I didn't feel good about the way I made you feel, because we didn't discuss the direction. And so, like, the best picture I can illustrate for this is, like, man, if I have a child in the backyard, like, I'm going to put a fence around the backyard. These are the boundaries. This is the structure. You can do whatever you want in the backyard. You have freedom to do whatever you want in the backyard. Just don't go outside of the fence. That's the kind of, like, mix. You said what?
You know, I have to, because from my perspective, I would say we definitely discussed that episode. I do feel like we did talk about it on the phone, but not in-depthly. I feel like we talked about it, and I sent you that text.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I was like, okay, I'm going to send you the questions. So from my perspective, we did, for sure, have, like, a structure. And it's interesting, because that time, like, I had actual, like, questions. It was like the one time I actually followed how you like to have it structured. So it ended up not even going how I wanted it, which is fine. There's really no big deal in that.
What I learned about that experience was like we have to be really good at communicating. Like, communication. So I was reading in a book. It's like when you're a quarterback throwing a ball to a receiver. You can be the best quarterback in the world, but if your receiver ain't catching the ball, you're not going forward. You're not going towards the end zone. Teamwork. That's the word. It's teamwork. So it's like, man, not only do I have to be really good at trying to throw you my idea, but I need to make sure I create the environment where you can catch it. You know? That's why I failed. I failed. I didn't ensure that I understood what you were saying. You know? I didn't catch your ball. I didn't catch your idea. So that's what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to eliminate opportunities for us to fail in that. But
yeah, I guess this is gonna sound weird, but like you said, I'm very much go with the flow. Like, I am comfortable with failure, but not in the way that you might be thinking. Mm. But like, I'm not so caught up in. For me, I feel like being so caught up in, like, the small things and every minute detail and having it all planned out, it kind of takes the fun away from it. Like, at the end of the day, and this is why I say I'm, like, okay with failure, like, very much specifically in context of this, because it's, like, it's a podcast. It's meant to be fun. It's something that we're doing just because we want to do it. And it's cool to create things and be like, hey, I did this, and look back on it. So, like, for me, like, I'm comfortable with perfection not being a thing. Like, it's just not really what I strive for in this podcast. I'm striving to just kind of, like, be authentic and share how I really feel about things, which is something that I feel like a lot of people in my life might even say I don't do. So, for them, this is, like, a cool place to come and, like, what does Lance really think or, you know, have to say about this? I'm okay with just, I'm looking at the big picture. And, like,
yeah,
I'm comfortable with that.
Well, you know what? You know, that lets me think about two things. The first thing it makes me realize is, like, I think the reason why I feel this way so definitely is because of, like, my theatrical training. Like,
you're dramatic.
Not my dramaticism, but just the idea, like, man, you don't get on stage without having run everything through to make sure everything is the way it should be.
Right.
That's my dramatic training coming out. But the second thing it's revealing to me is maybe that means we need to change the way we've been doing our podcast. And I'm okay with that.
Yeah. I think it's very cool that we can understand each other. Like, I get where you're coming from. Like, before you get on stage, you have a checklist. Mm-hmm. Everything has to be in order before you open the curtain. So that's very much a true thing. So I feel like there's space for both of, you know, what we believe.
I am. This is much, just as much your podcast as it is mine. And I want to meet you in the middle. I want to meet you in the middle. Yeah.
Well, that is an episode. That is the final episode of this first season of Kaleidoscopic Folks. A completely unplanned conversation. Not completely, but
we just kind of went with the flow. Kind of like
we did
our phone calls.
I enjoyed this. Excuse me.
Well, folks, it looks like we'll be taking a break. And we will be getting back with you on season 2.
Yeah.
All right, folks. We'll catch you guys. This has been another wonderful installment of Kaleidoscopic.
Do, 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 do. The music.
You know, okay. All right. I'll see y'all next time. Peace. All right.